Yeah, it's fucking good enough. Roll it. That sound check was sufficient. We're good. Let's do this. So this little opening sequence, the moaning, actually comes from one of the Silent Hill video games. When I first discovered this audio file on the internet some many years ago, I had no idea where it came from. I just thought it was perfect for the opening to stating the obvious. So if you work for the company that made that video game and you guys don't have enough money and you want to try to sue me to get more money because I'm really fucking rich, feel free to do so. I thought about that just because I've been watching some video games lately. By watching video games, I mean, I love video games. The thing is, I first of all don't have the time to play them because I'm doing shit like podcasting and having sex with your girlfriend. The other thing about video games is I really fucking suck at them. Suck really bad. But wait a minute. I wonder if there might be something else going on. I wonder if you're wrong and I'm right. Because that would explain an awful lot of things. For example, your massive stupidity. For those of you who are statists and are always going, but who would build the roads? The roads! You're like zombies in a fucking Silent Hill video game. Roads! And this is the Stating the Obvious podcast, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile line intellect that comes in on destroy stupid motherfuckers all around the world. Thank you. Back to computer games. I discovered, and I've talked about this before on Stating the Obvious, I discovered two fantastic things on YouTube. First of all, people take bootlegs of musical performances and put them on YouTube. So I've downloaded a shit ton of Pink Floyd bootlegs that I am going through and listening to, and that is fucking amazing. And the other great thing is people record themselves playing video games and either put the walkthroughs or turn them into movies, you know, with all the cutscenes and everything like that, and they put those on YouTube. So I've been watching those. And I just watched BioShock Infinite, and then some little, what is it? There's some little follow-up to the BioShock Infinite that takes a character and drops him down in the undersea world in the original BioShock. I still haven't watched a walkthrough or movie version of the original BioShock, so I've got that on my agenda. But I have a couple of the Silent Hills lined up next, because what I do, I hate watching extended amounts of video on the computer screen, so I download these videos from YouTube onto my computer, then I burn them to CDD. That's a new piece of technology. It's not a CD, it's a CDD. It's double D. It's bigger than a D, it's a double D. I burned them onto CDD, which might actually be another way of saying DVD. I burned them onto DVDs, rewritable DVDs, so I'm not just killing a DVD, and watch them on the television. So right now, I just finished a few minutes ago burning a DVD with Silent Hill. I think it's the second and fourth games. So I'm looking forward to watching that and getting a little dose of horror, and hopefully it'll be good. I watched one of the Silent Hill movies. And it was okay, but it was not as... And by movies, I mean movie made from the video game, not the Silent Hill movie. It was okay, but it was not great. I'm hoping these will be better. I also watched the Resident Evil, a couple of Resident Evils. These were put together from Resident Evil 0 and 1, and then I think it's Resident Evil 3 and 4. It's definitely the one with Claire Redfield and... Oh, God, what's his name? The guy... Anyway, I have to say, considering Resident Evil, to the extent of my knowledge anyhow, kicked off the whole horror video game thing, like, and I'm not saying other people ripped it off, it's just, of what I know, like Resident Evil, the first Resident Evil game was the first one that came out that really set that stage for the cinema-esque, there's a word that might be a word, and I'm not making shit up, approach to making video games in the horror genre. So like a Silent Hill is one that I would consider in the same genre as Resident Evil. Anyhow, the point is, Resident Evil seems like it, to me, seems like it was the first one, that it was the initiator. And honestly, after watching these movies, the plots, such as they are, just weren't very fucking good. Though I would still like to fuck the shit out of Jill Valentine. Anyhow, the BioShock Infinite had a really interesting plot, and I've watched a couple of videos that were made by people on the internet analyzing the ending and talking about the ending and what it means and how it works out and all the multiverse and everything like that. And it's really interesting. I mean, you can tell the people who did BioShock put a lot of thought into the plot and the ideas and everything behind it. It's a very rich and interesting environment. Anyways, Randy, what are we here to talk about? Yes, I should do that. I also should have filled up my water bottle before we started. All right, but, you know, hey. If I was intelligent, then what the fuck, right? I am the Great One himself, and this is Stating the Obvious podcast brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. We are on the internet, cynlibsoc.com. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com. We are 6 minutes or so into the podcast, and in a minute we'll actually get to something of substance, so we're staying right on track with what we normally do. In the control room on the other side of the glass is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's hanging out. She's a Republican, but I try not to hold it against her. Anyway, I am an anarcho-capitalist. I am right. I am always right. I have never, ever been wrong. I predicted a long time ago that here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins that in the near future they would begin a war on electronic cigarettes. And indeed, it has begun. The city of Fort Collins is now doing an online poll where you can go to express your displeasure with the fact that people are allowed to smoke normal cigarettes in parks and other outdoor areas. They're getting ready to ban that. And then they're also asking you, what do you think about e-cigarettes and do e-cigarettes bother you? Because there will be upcoming restrictions on e-cigarettes as well in the near future. You heard it here first. It's not that hard to figure out. And this is something else I'm going to talk about sometime in the future. This just occurred to me the other day. Here in Fort Collins, I hear a lot of people always think, well, conservative Fort Collins. I'll hear the liberals always talking about, well, conservative Fort Collins this and conservative Fort Collins that. And I've always been baffled where the fuck this conservative Fort Collins is at. Because I know some people in Fort Collins who are Republicans and are quote-unquote conservative, but not that many of them. And the thing about Fort Collins is there's not really a conservative element here. This is what I figured out. It's simply a Puritan element. And the United States is a very Puritan country. I mean, that's where we get things like this, where, oh my God, somebody is out there in a fucking national forest. They're talking about, like, does smoking in the national forest bother you? Does smoking in the natural areas bother you? I mean, somebody's out here in a goddamn natural area, not another human being in sight, surrounded by trees and grass and fresh air, and they're smoking a cigarette. And there are people here in Fort Collins, the People's Republic of, who are offended by this. And it's pure fucking Puritanism. Pure fucking Puritanism. It's this whole notion people have that if somebody else somewhere in the world is experiencing pleasure, we've got to shit on that person and we've got to stop them from feeling pleasure because we just don't like it. Where the fuck did my e-cigarette go? There it is. So just for all you Puritans here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, this is for you. You didn't actually get the effect of that, sadly, but that was me taking a nice long drag off my e-cigarette and then blowing the vapor at the microphone. Of course, it didn't really hit the microphone because I'm using a pop filter. Because I know what the fuck I'm doing. I was testing that to see if it actually went through the pop filter. Nope, it's just bouncing right off. Alright, that's enough of me whining about Puritans. Let's do some whining about Puritans in the government. All right, here we go. This is USA Today. I've already introduced this a couple of times since I got a copy of USA Today a little while back. What's the date on this fucking thing? February 13th. Edition of USA Today reminded me why I don't read newspapers. So here we go. This is in the section B, whatever the fuck. Oh, this is in the live section. All right, here we go. White House unveils cybersecurity guidelines. The Obama administration on Wednesday released its final version of its cybersecurity framework, a best practices guide for banking, defense, utilities, and other industries to help protect themselves against attacks by hackers. The framework, which sets voluntary guidelines for critical industries, voluntary guidelines. How long do you think these voluntary guidelines will be voluntary? Just throwing that out. Comes after President Obama signed an executive order last year telling the Commerce Department to develop the guidelines. He signed an executive order telling somebody to develop some guidelines to prevent people from hacking websites and hacking computers on the internet. Is this really what he has time? Never mind. He issued the order after failing to persuade Congress to now. Oh God, I'm so fucking brilliant. I'm so brilliant. Remember the 45 seconds ago when I said, how long do you think that these will be voluntary? Okay. He issued the order, and I have read this article before, but I read this like 2 weeks ago when I first picked up the newspaper, and I highlighted things. I haven't read it since then, so I've already forgotten what's in here. So as usual, I'm, you know, just flying by the seat of my pants here and making this shit up, which I can do because I am that fucking brilliant. And because, you know, another great thing about anarcho-capitalism is you don't have to go through all these fucking convolutions of logic and gymnastics of reasoning that liberals and conservatives and Republicans and Democrats and socialists and progressives have to go through. In anarcho-capitalism, everything is really fucking simple. Is it, does it, will it violate the non-aggression principle? Yes or no? Okay? Then, will it, does it, can it, did it violate property rights? Yes or no? If the answer to both of those is no, then it's fine. If the answer to either one of those are yes, then it's not fine. It's that simple. There's no convoluted logic needed that, well, you know, killing people was wrong when George Bush was president, but now that Obama's president, the fact that he's killing people in foreign countries with flying robots, well, that's okay because, you see, he gave poor people free health care because he really cares. And the birthers think he doesn't have a birth certificate. And if Sarah Palin were president, then she would outlaw abortion and force all women to get pregnant. So we have to understand that it's okay for Obama to order those people to be killed in foreign countries by flying robots, because otherwise Sarah Palin, and besides, who would build the roads? Right? Those of you who are liberals have to go through all that convoluted shit to justify your messiah murdering people. You know, all this for the war on drugs. Well, but the war on drugs, and it finances terrorism, and those brown people, they hate us. They hate us for our freedom. And America, fuck yes. I mean, you conservatives have to go through all this fucking convolution and aerobic fucking backflipping attempts at logic with pretzels and shit in order to arrive at this bullshit. He issued the order, he being the Messiah, your Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama. Hussein Obama issued the order after failing to persuade Congress to pass legislation requiring companies to better defend networks. So up here, these guidelines, where is it? The framework which sets voluntary guidelines, the only reason these guidelines are voluntary is because your Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, couldn't get Congress to pass a law making them mandatory. I guarantee you, sometime in the future, Congress will pass a law making these things mandatory. Quote, "While I believe today's framework marks a turning point, it's clear that much more work needs to be done to enhance our cybersecurity, America's economic prosperity, national security, and our individual liberties depend on our commitment to securing cyberspace and maintaining an open, interoperable, secure, and reliable internet. Our critical infrastructures continue to be at risk from threats in cyberspace, and our economy is harmed by the theft of our intellectual property," unquote, said the Messiah, Hussein Obama, he who walks on water and was born without birth certificate and gave all the poor people free health care by letting them touch the hem of his clothing. Have you ever heard a more giant chunk of shit in your life? All right, first of all, let me just kill this right now. Every company that has computers already has some people who are supposed to be providing for the security of their computer systems. They're called the fucking IT department. If your IT department isn't securing your goddamn internet system, isn't securing your goddamn intranet, isn't securing your goddamn website, isn't securing your goddamn servers, the idea that some fucking cocksucking fuckwads up in Washington publishing some guidelines is going to fix that is fucking asinine and stupid. If your fucking IT department can't secure your goddamn web servers, then you fire their asses and you hire somebody who can. The idea that the fucking government can protect the internet. Well, of course, the government are the people who have the plans in place and the laws in place that allow them to shut down the internet. They're the people who control what's on the internet via the ICANN. They are the participants in the process of feminizing the internet and shutting down free speech, banning anything on Facebook that is not politically correct. The government or the people using Facebook and other internet functions, including email, to monitor what all the citizens are doing. They've just built a giant building to read all of your email, to track all of your web traffic, and yet they're concerned about internet security, my ass. Today's framework makes a turning point. Much more work needs to be done. So wait a minute. Obama, the Messiah, your Lord and Savior, signed an executive order and released the cybersecurity framework, but there's still more work that needs to be done. Well, God damn it. When will it ever be complete? The answer is it will never be complete, because if it was complete, then we wouldn't need the government anymore. Then problems can never be solved by the government, because if the government solves a problem, the government isn't needed anymore. The problem will always exist. You're damn right there's a lot more work that needs to be done, because that is your job security. America's economic prosperity. We don't have any economic prosperity. Our economy is going to the fucking shit toilet, okay? The economy in this country is going to collapse soon. The dollar is going to be worth nothing. There is no fucking economic prosperity. Those days are over with because of a $19 trillion national debt, because of inflation, because of printing money, because of government interference, because of the Federal Reserve, yada, yada, yada. You've heard this all before, blah, blah, blah. Alex Jones. All right. Yeah, I can make fun of myself, too. Whew. National security. You know what would protect our national security? If we stop killing people in foreign countries. Our national security is not at risk because of the internet. Our national security is at risk because Obama keeps murdering people in foreign countries and pissing off the other people who live in foreign countries. That's why our national security is at risk. Our individual liberties depend on our commitment to securing cyberspace. No, our individual liberties depend on our commitment to resisting the police state and ignoring the government. Insert stuff here about the jogger in Austin, Texas, who was arrested for crossing the street without permission from the government and then not having identification on her. Okay, there's no threat to my individual freedom from the internet. The threat to my individual freedom is from the government and the police state. That's where the fucking threat is at. Reliable internet. Yeah, obviously you don't have Quest. Is that who it is now, Quest? I can't remember. It changes so often. Obviously, you don't have Quest internet service in Fort Collins because my internet is not reliable. Every time it snows or gets windy, my internet goes down. The theft of our intellectual property. There's no such thing as intellectual property. The idea that, you know, and again, well, if you don't want somebody to take something, some piece of information, you don't put it on the fucking internet. I will never cease to be amazed at how stupid people are. When they take a piece of information, they put it on the internet, then somebody copies it off the internet and puts it somewhere else or does something with it, and then they get all pissed off. It's like, hey, dumbass, you're the one who fucking put it on the internet. What the hell did you expect to happen? Intellectual property, my ass. All right, blah, blah, blah. There's some blah, blah here. And then it says, the framework is built around five categories. Because, you know, everybody these days is really fucking stupid. You say you have to break it down into a numbered list for them. So these are the five categories in this framework to protect yourself via cybersecurity. You have to identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover. Wow. IT departments all across the United States, people who have been doing computers for years and years and years, would have never thought of that without guidance from the Obama administration. Why, he is the Lord and Savior. He is the Messiah. That companies should consider in cybersecurity plans. Department of Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson. I'm Jay Johnson. I'm the Department of Homeland Security Chief. Woo! We gonna go kill us some brown people with some robots. Yeah! Homeland Security. Woo! I won't touch a little 8-year-old boy's penis in the fucking airport because that's some Homeland Security. Woo! Yeah, I like little 8-year-old boy penises. My name's Jay Johnson. Woo! All right, anyway. I don't know where that came from. Jay Johnson also announced Wednesday that DHS was starting a program to help companies implement the framework. So it's a voluntary framework, and Department of Homeland Security is going to start a program to help companies implement this framework. How much money is that going to cost? How many people are we going to have to hire to help companies who have computers figure out that they need to secure their computers from being hacked? It's the year 2014. Is there anybody out there who has a computer who doesn't know their computer might be hacked and they need to secure it from being hacked? Or they need to not put critical information on things so if it's hacked, it doesn't fucking matter. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Can you people do anything for yourselves without the fucking government having to hold your hand, tie your shoelaces, walk you through it, take you to the bathroom, drop your pants for you, and then wipe your ass when you're done? The current framework does not include tax breaks or other financial incentives, something that could give industry the push to adopt the framework. Yes, let's provide another tax break. Not that there should be taxes in the first place, of course, but there are, so we're operating within that paradigm. Yes, this will be another tax break for multi-billion dollar corporations to write off something else on their taxes. So now they'll be able to fucking throw a firewall on their computers, say that, oh, we complied with Obama's cybersecurity guidelines, now we get another fucking tax write-off. Yes, where are the liberals protesting this? Where are the fucking haters of the corporations when this happens? Nowhere to be seen. Why? Because the Messiah is president. Still, even without financial incentives, and why would you need a financial incentive from the government to secure your computers from being hacked? I mean, this is like saying I'm not going to wipe my ass unless I get a financial incentive from the government. No, I'm going to wipe my ass because I don't want my ass to be dirty. If you have computers and they're hooked to the internet and they can be hacked, why don't you just fucking secure your computers so they can't be hacked? Why in hell's fucking bells do you need a financial incentive from the government? The White House thinks companies will embrace the framework. Well, yeah, because the White House is a magical building and it can talk. But also because the White House would not, because it's a magical building that does things, the White House would not do something and then sit there and say, well, we think the people we did this for are totally going to reject it and hate us for this. Of course the White House thinks that companies will embrace the framework. Like Obama would do this shit and come on TV and go, yes, I've signed this executive order to form this, what the fuck is he call it? Cybersecurity framework. But I think people are really going to hate it. And I think they're going to fight back against this. I mean, fuck. Of course the White House, the magical building that talks and does things, thinks that people are going to support this. Jesus fucking Christ. This shit is written, I mean, a fucking third grader. This is beneath the intellect of a fucking third grader. There's an, oh God, here's another quote from some idiot. Who's saying this? Is this the White House talking? Oh no, it's not. It's an anonymous person. So this is so great that when people comment about how great it is, they have to remain anonymous. There's your first clue that it might not be all that awesome. All right, here we go. Quote, there's an enlightened self-interest here that we are counting on, unquote, said a senior administration official not authorized to comment who requested anonymity. So he's not authorized to comment, but he's a senior official, and he thinks that this is going to be a great thing, but he doesn't want his name on record. Okay. One major tech group was encouraged by the framework. Quote, we are confident it will preserve IT innovation and technology neutrality, the Software and Information Industry Association said. Yes, the government, they will pass a law. The government creating guidelines is going to preserve innovation because there's lots of innovation that comes from government guidelines. For example, government guidelines about how to conduct experiments about syphilis on black men, or government guidelines about how to exterminate American Indians, or there were government guidelines about which colored people to put in concentration camps on the West Coast, those who would have been yellow people. There were government guidelines on where to spray Agent Orange in Vietnam. There are government guidelines about who to put in Guantanamo Bay. And of course, there are government guidelines about who to kill in foreign countries with flying robots, such as 12 people in their cars driving to a wedding. And all of these government guidelines, why the innovation just continues to pour forth thanks to these government guidelines. This is the most wonderful thing that could have possibly happened to our society. I would say that it's pretty clear the Messiah, Hussein Obama, has saved us. We are saved right now. My soul has been cleansed now that the Messiah has created from thin air. I wonder if he wrote these on a rock, like Moses with the Ten Commandments. Yes. Obama. Oh, Obama. He's in the news again. Imagine that. Here's another article about the Messiah. This is USA Today. This is the page A4. This is the news right here. This is the A section. We're bringing our A game. President Obama plans to unveil a new initiative with specific targets. Imagine that. An initiative from Obama with specific targets. I wonder if it's going to be brown people in Middle Eastern countries. Let's find out. Oh, it's not. It's not brown people in Middle Eastern countries. Gosh, I wonder what those flying robots are going to do with those missiles. Anyway, his specific targets. African-American and Hispanic men who have disproportionate rates of unemployment. Under the... I just... I love the Orwellian naming of these programs. Whew. All right. Under the My Brother's Keeper program. Remember, the person who first uttered the phrase, "my brother's keeper," is a man who murdered his own brother. Just want you to keep that in mind. My Brother's Keeper program, foundations, businesses, and community groups would develop plans to help men of color at particularly vulnerable times of their lives, administration officials said. Yes, because you see, unlike white men, men of color are too stupid and incompetent to run their own lives. You see, they need help because they're just not smart enough. The reason they don't have jobs isn't because the economy sucks thanks to government interference. No, no, no. The reason they don't have jobs is they're just too dumb to get jobs by themselves. And gosh, we've given them affirmative action, and they still can't get jobs by themselves. And we've put out quotas, and they still can't get jobs by themselves. They're so dumb. So we're the government. You're so dumb that you can't get a job yourself. We're going to help you out. We're going to be our brother's keeper. The reason these people can't get jobs is because they went to public schools where they were told, you have dark skin, you don't have to do anything for yourself, just stand around and wait for the government to provide for you. That's why they don't have jobs, coupled with, of course, government interference in the market, you know, government regulations, the destructions of jobs, the destructions of the opportunities to start your own business and create your own wealth, yada, yada, yada. You know, the girl that, I don't remember if I talked about this or not, some like 11-year-old girl was selling cupcakes. The government shows up and shuts her down because her cupcakes have not been approved of by the FDA or some other government administration. You know, so I mean, most of these people of color, sorry, men of color, we don't, you know, it's men of color because it's our brother's keeper. Most of these men of color, given the opportunity, and of course, given a non-shitty education, would be perfectly capable of providing for themselves. Somehow or another, men of color all around the world, all throughout history, managed to somehow motherfucking stay alive and get food for all these fucking years. We know this because if there were no men of color around, there wouldn't be any people around of color. Okay, they would have all died off. They'd be extinct. Somehow or another, they fucking survived all these years. But now that Obama's president, they can't even get a fucking job by themselves. And so now they need help. They gotta have Obama administration, my brother's keeper program, to fucking unbutton their pants for them, take them to the toilet, and wipe their little butts for them. If you want people to get jobs, stop fucking up the economy. Stop devaluing the currency. Stop raising the minimum wage. Talked about that in the last episode of Stating the Obvious. One model for the new effort is a mentoring program in Chicago. Chicago, of course. In Chicago called, quote, Becoming a Man. It encourages young men to develop education and job training goals. There's a program, a mentoring program called Becoming a Man, which encourages young men to develop education and job training goals. Okay, the fact that we need a program to encourage young men to develop education and job training goals, what does this tell us? Well, it tells us that the shitty parents of these children are not encouraging them to develop education and job training goals. It also tells us that the shitty public education system these men are being forced to attend is not encouraging them or teaching them how or training them to or pushing them to develop education and job training goals. Isn't it amazing? And the more I'm an ANCAP, the more I realize how many of our problems in our society at the source go back to two things: shitty parenting and shitty education. I mean, you have a fucking parent. In theory, you might even have two of them, but you have at least one parent, and you have a fucking public education system, and yet you don't know how to fucking develop education and job training goals. Well, that tells me that parenting and education in the case of these people is a fucking failure. Instead of creating fucking stupid ass Becoming a Man programs, which I guarantee are nonprofits, which are federally funded, which pay the people who run them large amounts of money to do nothing, instead of doing all this, why don't we fucking get some goddamn parenting skills and destroy the public education system so that people could actually fucking learn something? But of course, that might solve the problem, and we don't want to solve the problem. We want to perpetuate the problem, because if the government wasn't necessary to build the roads and wipe people's asses for them, then the government would have no purpose in existing. In a meeting with Obama a year ago, members of the BAM, it's the BAM program, BAM is Becoming a Man, members of the BAM program talked about... BAM, BAM! Members of the BAM program talked about how the problems with gangs, okay, bad parenting, drugs, okay, why do people want drugs? Because their life suck. Why does their life suck? Bad parenting, poor education. Gun violence, why are people violent? Well, they're violent because of bad parenting and because they've at no point in their life have ever been taught that you shouldn't kill other people. That's called the non-aggression principle. And substandard schools, where do those come from? Oh, they come from the government. They come from the state. Well, substandard schools. Imagine that. Substandard schools are contributing to the problem. I never would have thought of that. Wow, I'm so glad I have this journalist, David Jackson, from USA Today to write this article to tell me that part of the problem is substandard schools. I never would have clued in on that. Wow, this has totally shifted my worldview. BAM program talked about the problem with gangs, drugs, gun violence, and substandard schools in their neighborhoods, and how so many young people are at risk for lives of crime, poverty, or early death. Young men in the BAM program are expected to attend the White House ceremony whenever it is rescheduled. So how many of these... young people who are at risk for lives of crime, poverty, and early death, how many of them are the product of single mothers? How many of them are on welfare? How many of them are going to public school? And more interestingly, if they're so destined for crime and poverty and early death, where are they going to get the money to go to Washington, D.C. and attend this ceremony to see their Lord and Savior Messiah sign something? I don't know what the fuck he's signing, and I don't give a shit. There's going to be a ceremony at the White House, and all these poor people who are in gang violence and doing drugs are going to be hanging out at the White House. Well, where do they get the money to go to the White House? I know where they got it. They got it from a federal grant. Obama is going to surround himself with these people, and he's going to use them as a publicity stunt. The same way he uses everybody who flocks around him. I talked about people flocking around Obama in the previous edition of Stating the Obvious. Two Obama administration officials discussed the new program on condition of anonymity so as to preempt the president's announcement. Why is it there's all these people in the government who are willing to talk about how wonderful the Messiah is, but they don't want their names named? As part of the new effort, they said, businesses and foundations would seek to develop strategies designed to help young men at critical and vulnerable parts of their lives. Will they now? Or what? If they don't seek to develop these strategies, what are the repercussions going to be? Look, businesses do not exist to develop strategies designed to help young men at critical and vulnerable parts of their lives. Businesses exist to make a profit. That's how the business pays its employees, is by making a fucking profit. Okay, you know who needs to create strategies to help young men at critical and vulnerable parts of their lives? Two people. Three people, actually. Their parents, in theory, their mother and father, and themselves. And hey, if your friends want to help, that'd be great. But it is not up to fucking businesses to develop strategies to help you through the critical moments of your life. That's what you're supposed. That's what you have parents for. That's what you have yourself for. I don't need a goddamn. I'm go to Walmart. Hey, Walmart, I'm having a really tough time right now. Can you develop a strategy to help me through this critical moment of my life? Walmart would be like, get the fuck out of here. Jesus Christ. All of this is designed to just make people of color even more dependent on the government than they are now. Right? The government already says to people of color, you can't get a job without affirmative action because Whitey hates you. Yeah, you need us to make Whitey stop hating you. Well, now you can't even fucking figure out how to get job skills. You can't figure out how to do anything for yourself without the government. So the government is going to be there for you because you're just too incompetent to do anything for yourself. And by the way, if you don't vote Democrat, those Republicans are going to come along and they're going to put you back on the plantation. All of this is just more of the effort to make black people more and more dependent on the government. I guarantee you, if you leave black people alone, they're perfectly capable of starting businesses, getting jobs, educating themselves, creating wealth. Are some of them going to be gangsters? Yeah. But you know what? The vast majority of black people don't have some fucking wish to go through their life getting shot at in the ghetto. I guarantee fucking to you. They're not stupid. They're manipulated. They're lied to. They're propagandized. And the shit works to a large extent because of the shitty schools that they go to. But they're not stupid. Goals range from helping boys get to school on time. Yes, because getting to school on time is such a fucking burden. My head hurts. My brain fucking hurts from reading this shit. This is why I don't read newspapers. Goals range from helping boys get to school on time to avoiding problems with the criminal justice system. You know what would help young men of color avoid problems with the criminal justice system? If we didn't live in a police state where so much shit was illegal. There'd be a whole lot of young black men not in trouble with the criminal justice system if marijuana was not illegal. You want to prevent people from getting it, whoever they are, men, women, color, not color, there's like transparent people out there or something. You want to prevent people from getting in trouble with the legal system? Reduce the number of things that are against the law. Ideas include, now these are the brilliant ideas that your Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, has come up with to save young men of African American and Hispanic heritage. These are the brilliant ideas that the government is bringing to the table. This is the most, when you hear this, you are going to be blown away. These ideas include promoting literacy, early childhood education, and healthy lifestyles. Suddenly, that $17 trillion national deficit doesn't seem that bad when you consider that this is the kind of critical thinking that we're getting in return for that investment. I mean, who would have ever thought that literacy, education, and a healthy lifestyle would be good things for people? Wow, without the government to tell me that, I'd have never figured it out. I thought the way to having a good life was to inhale the exhaust from automobile tailpipes while beating myself in the head with a brick and poking my eyes out and never learning to read. Wow, I thought that was how you get a good life. This is going to work out well. Where are we at on time, right? Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's almost like I planned it this way. USA Today. Is this the front page? This is the front page, right here. Front page above the fold. This on February, what day was this? February the 13th was the most important piece of news. Oh, I was going to do something. I didn't do the fucking research. All right, hang on. We can do this. Randy, fire up the internet. Oh my God, we're going to Google something. If we Google it, it must be true because it's on Google. All right, I need to know what is the population. Population of the United States. What does Google say? $313.9 million people. Okay, it's on Google. It must be true, right? It can't possibly be a lie. It's on Google. All right, hold on. I got to do math. I know right now all the women out there are going, "Ew, math is hard. I can't do math. Math, it's hard. I wanna be a journalist. I wanna major in international relations." All right, calculator, come on, because I don't have time to do this longhand. All right, man. 0.0105. All right. That's called research right there. You just heard it. Here we go. Most important piece of news this day. Healthcare sign up surges. It surged. More than 1.1 million people signed up for health insurance coverage through the state and federal exchanges in January, including a rising number of young, healthy enrollees. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sinibius said Wednesday, that's 3.3 million now covered by private plans, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. All right, there are 313.9 million people in the United States, 3.3 million are now covered. Thanks to the Messiah and Obamacare. We are now at the point where 0.01, excuse me, I gotta fucking convert to percentages. Jesus fucking Christ, math, it's hard.
Math, I can't do math, it's patriarchy.
1.05% of the population of the United States now have health care thanks to the Messiah, thanks to the Lord and Savior, He who walks on water and grants free health care. Except it's not free, you have to pay for it. They didn't really mention that when they were talking about giving free health care to poor people. The Messiah has insured 1.05% of the population. Holy fucking shit. All right, and of course it's critical though that the people signing up are young and healthy because health insurance by its very definition is a system by which money is transferred from young healthy people who don't use the health insurance to old sick people who use the health insurance. Health insurance doesn't work if you only sell it to old people who have cancer and emphysema. You have to sell health insurance to young people who aren't going to use it because you need them. It's just like retirement. It's just like Social Security. You've got to have young people not collecting Social Security paying money into the system so you can give money to the old people receiving Social Security. Because Social Security just sitting there by itself doesn't generate income, right? Health insurance corporations just sitting there don't generate income. They have to have people paying in that don't receive money in order to have money to give to the people that are supposed to be receiving it. That's how insurance works. While enrollment has grown, it is still short of the 4.4 million enrollees the HHS had projected by this point. that projection came before the end. Even if there were 4.4, I mean, you're still not insuring. There's still 313.9 million people. So if you insure 4.4 million of them, you still don't have universal coverage. You still don't have everybody in the country with health insurance, which is, again, what Obama made this shit sound like. Everybody was going to have health insurance. Obamacare. Cinebus, or whatever the fuck her name is, called the statistic, quote, very, very encouraging news. We're seeing a healthy growth in enrollment, unquote. Yes, your product has been accepted by 1.05% of the population. This, for somebody in the government, is healthy growth. Young people ages 18 to 34 who are considered essential to the long-term financial health of the insurance market, I just explained that to you, and why young healthy people are, yes, critical to the success of health insurance. They went from 24% of enrollees between October 1st and December 1st to 27% in January. Wow. 24% of 1.05% of the population has now grown to 27% of 1.05% of the population. Holy shit. Why can you people not understand that Obamacare is not and cannot fucking work? And of course, it's not designed to work. It's designed to collapse. So that then those of you out there who are sheep, those of you who can't wipe your own asses, those of you who can't think for yourself, will go to the government and say, Obamacare didn't work. We need single-payer healthcare, just like in Europe, just like in Canada. Because Canadian healthcare works so fucking well. I've talked about that before, about a friend of mine and her story of coming to America so that the Canadian healthcare system would not let her daughter die. And of course, Stefan Molyneux had to come to the United States to get surgery so that his cancer could be dealt with. But no, no, no. You people still want fucking government-controlled single-payer healthcare system because you think somehow or another you have a right to healthcare, which you don't, and that's going to solve all your problems. And as I've said so many fucking times, the government cannot solve problems. If the government solved problems, why the fuck do we still have problems? The government cannot solve poverty. Where's my proof? We're surrounded by poor people. The government cannot solve homelessness. Where's my proof? We're surrounded by homeless people. The government can't stop wars. Where's my proof? Every fucking war in history has been initiated by a government. How fucking stupid are you people? And the answer is, you are really, really fucking stupid.